Welcome to the Digital Glue Podcast. These digital untangling episodes are brought to you by Crystal Kordalchuk, CEO and founder of Virtually Untangled. This podcast is for entrepreneurs who need untangling from the day-to-day tasks in their business. These virtual world untanglers never underestimate the power of a good idea. And if that sounds like a lofty goal, well, it is. A decade ago, Virtually Untangled was founded with the goal of creating meaningful digital experiences that connect with people. Crystal and her team of honorary untanglers are now providing business owners just like you the opportunity to own your story and share it with the world. So, every Tuesday morning, she'll be dropping a new episode that will help you think big and dream even bigger. Let's dive into today's episode.
Did you know that many copywriters spend more than 50% of their time on just the headline? This is because in order to get noticed, your words need to be magnetic. To reach someone, to sell something, you need to draw them in and make them stay. And to do that, the headline is queen. If the headline is poor, the copy will not be read. And that copy that is not read does not sell goods. That's a quote from John Kapples that I think sets the tone for this topic. You need your words to create intrigue, to stop the reader in their tracks and read the words that you have written, and in hopes that your words have offered them exactly what they are looking for. One of the most interesting things about this concept is how it has evolved over time. It used to be that a headline had to catch the eye and create curiosity in the reader, but just enough to have them want to keep reading. Now, a powerful headline is all about how searchable and clickable it is. Keywords became, well, key. It's important to note that the fundamentals of writing a good headline have not changed. Technology is what has changed, and quite frankly, always changing. And we are adapting to that, growing with technology as it advances. I mean, as humans, we haven't really changed. Our needs and desires as consumers are the same in theory. We just have new options and places in which to find the answers. So our main task is to learn how to adapt and come up with headlines that pack a punch no matter what platform they are written or posted on. You must focus on using headlines to get people to read the first sentence of your piece. And that is actually the headline's true purpose and its main job. If you can accomplish that goal, the rest of your content, the introduction, the subtitles, the bullet points, and the main storytelling will take care of the rest, and hopefully convert the reader into a loyal customer. But before we talk about some simple tips to write headlines that will call for attention, here are four small yet utterly important rules to follow. We kind of think of them as the foundation on which we build our headlines. At Virtually Untangled, we like to follow these four U's of writing attention-driven headlines. Make the headline unique, be ultra-specific, convey a sense of urgency, and be useful. And those, my friends, are the guiding principles to writing a killer headline. But they are also just the base. So to dig a bit deeper, we have broken them out into 10 tips on how to implement the four foundational rules into each and every headline you write, so you can make that click happen and have customers flock to your offering. Let's dive right on in. Number one, headlines are a solo act. It's easy to think of a headline placed on top of the article and then forget about it. We forget that they will be seen out of context, just on their own, as a product of a search. In tweets, news feeds, hashtags, newsletters, and so on. They are more often than not competing for attention with other articles, and your potential readers will scan and decide whether to click in a pretty quick span of time. So make it effective. Make it unique and interesting. Make sure it stands on its own to deliver your message, and if someone sees it in a search result, they will feel compelled to click and read. Number two. Use numbers and make them big. In every guide teaching you how to write a headline that captures attention, it's agreed that numbers work, and big obscure numbers work even better. So if you write two articles and the content is the same except for the headlines, 110 ways to grow your podcast will outperform 6 ways to grow your podcast. Why? Because it promises more value and that attracts readers, more bang for their buck. And simply, marketing 101 right there. Number 3, digits are more powerful than words. 10 ways to write a cover letter with digits will reach more readers than 10 ways to write a cover letter with 10 written out. Digits just outperform every search. It's a tried and tested rule, so pay attention. Numbers reach directly into our unconscious and say, this message is important. It tells our readers that the content of this article is fact, and it's backed up with numbers, so it must be legit. Number 4, placement matters. If your article includes a list, it's better to structure the headline with a number at the very start. For example, 10 ways to grow your blog is going to outperform how to grow your blog in 10 steps. Readers tend to pay closer attention to that type of content formatting. It attracts the part of the brain that says this is a must read. Now, I feel I say this a lot, but it's so important on so many levels. Number 5, don't make a promise you cannot keep. This comes down to quality. If you write an article promising killer tips and they're just meh, that's not good. You must make them actual killer tips and then follow them up with original thoughts and details. Don't fall prey to the overuse of those over-the-top adjectives with headline writing that can oversell your words. Using compelling and positive adjectives will bring you more engagement. The happier the words, the faster the copy will catch your audience's attention in a good way and increase your click-through rate. I say it often, and it is so worth saying again, be you. Be genuine. Share honest-to-goodness knowledge from your heart and people will know you're the real deal. Be a good human. Never, ever lead anyone on. I'm going to hit you with another quote here because it is just too fitting and I'm passionate about this topic. Albert Einstein once said, "If you can't explain it simply, you don't understand it well enough." Keep it simple. Keep it legit. Show them you are the expert on this topic and that you know your stuff. Need I say more? Okay, now let's continue on. Number 6, keep your eye on length. Google will only show the first 55 to 60 characters of a page title, so bear this in mind when creating those killer headlines. I would like to suggest keeping it under 55 or consider what will happen if it cuts off at that point by asking yourself, will my message get lost or easily misconstrued? Let's consider these. Social media. Always be mindful of character limits for each platform. For example, to tweet an article, add hashtags to your copy, not after the copy, and consider a URL shortener to keep things in check. Email newsletters. This format will always vary depending on what device or email program your subscribers are using, but shorter headlines are more likely to be viewed in full and more enticing. Readability. It's easier to read and digest a shorter headline quickly. If you make it too long, people are less likely to read it. And if you make it easy for the reader, they will be drawn to it. So don't give them a job. Give them a solution. Number 7. Make these suckers show up in Google searches. In the current world we live in, writing is meant to be read and shared. And keywords are essential to optimizing your search engine performances. So don't forget to include them in the headline as well as in your body content, your social blurbs, hashtags, and so on. This is extremely important, so let me repeat that. Make sure you include the exact same words in your content that you have used in your headline. A good tip for an even more efficient search is to make sure your keywords are at the beginning of your headline. These keywords will catch the attention of your target audience on every virtual platform you place them in, as well as all other search results. This is truly headline magic at its finest. Number 8, be ultra crazy specific. Because of the sheer amount of digital marketing out there, the odds of coming across the same headlines over and over and over again is huge, and quite frankly, on the rise. So it's worth the added time to explore making your headlines not only unique, but very specific. Neil Patel is a true master at this. He is very specific with his titles. They do not beat around the bush. Neil writes headlines like Why I Turned Down $1,671,000 a year to protect my brand, and how X increased my web traffic by Y percent in Z days. Being this crazy specific will attract people to your headlines when you have exactly what they've been looking for. Plus, they will also track the ones that you want to work with. No time suckers there. Yep, your exact target market. You have seriously weeded through the crowd, cut down their time spent sifting through the rest of the information out there. That is already the start of a beautiful relationship. So imagine their attitude as they read your piece now. Happy, happy, happy. This also speaks to how simple the headline is. Don't let overcomplicated headlines detract a reader. With that being said, there's a truly fabulous quote by Joseph Pulitzer that comes to mind. What a newspaper needs in its news, in its headlines, and in its editorial page is crispness, humor, descriptive power, satire and originality, good literary style, clever condensation, and accuracy, accuracy, accuracy. All right, now let's keep going as only two more quick tips to share with you today. Number 9, create a sense of urgency. It has been said that effective marketing boils down to creating a fear of missing out on an amazing deal, FOMO as we know it. So if you create that urgency in your words, people will feel compelled to click and keep reading. We as humans, we need a force that propels us forward to take action, to act now, not tomorrow, to click now, not to bookmark and scope it out later. That is what urgency does when you use it in your headline writing. And your conversion rates will improve dramatically when headlines are written with the use of a sense of urgency. And an added bonus, if in the contents too, of course, which it should be. Potential customers tend to respond quickly because our brains are wired to buy based on emotions, but to also justify that decision based on logic. So show them the logic. Logic plus emotions plus giving them exactly what they need equals a slam dunk conversion. Number 10, solve that pain point. We should always make sure we are writing headlines that are useful. We want to create copy that helps our readers and ultimately makes their lives better. We can tell them about our offerings in order to solve their problems and ease their pain points. Keeping in mind the sheer volume of people out there looking to provide this for your target audience, we need to stand out and make them see us in a sea of others. Show them why we are the best. So by writing headlines that are easy to understand, the moment a potential reader stumbles on your webpage, landing page, or social post, they won't need any help to figure out what you're talking about. The goal is clarity of purpose. Not to look fancy or super educated. No one likes a know-it-all. Simplicity and being genuine is what will keep them returning to your offerings over and over again. So with all the new and emerging content marketing strategies hitting the World Wide Web every single dang day, it can be difficult to focus on the foundations and rules for killer headline writing. It can be said this is why smart digital marketers are very disciplined. They have to be. And with all that information available at our fingertips, it can be very overwhelming if you are not. So it's imperative that you understand the importance of great content and the effects it has on your conversions, which goes hand in hand with your overall success. You need to generate leads and traffic. That's the bottom line. Today we have shared with you just how important the headline is in your content marketing strategy. No matter what format you're working in or what platform you're posting on, it's a major player and a highly effective and amazing player it can be. Your end game and prime focus should always be to genuinely educate prospective customers on your offerings by teaching them new things, by offering value, by taking care of their pain points. It's not just about them clicking on your headline. It's about what happens after. They need to read your words in order to receive your message. and you can lead them there with every headline that screams, "Read me." I promise to give you what you are looking for each and every single time.
And that's a wrap. Virtually Untangled is a full-service business, which means they've got you covered on design and content right through to digital and organization. You'll form a long-lasting relationship with them, as collaboration is central to everything they do. Now it's time to seize the moment and become inbox friends. It's easy to do. Just hop on over to virtuallyuntangled.com or their Facebook page to opt in and receive instant access to the most inspirational ride of your life. So what are you waiting for? Become inbox friends with VU. Until the next episode, keep untangling.